We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks to your San Diego Padres pick. Let's do it again tomorrow. So we are headed out winners. I'm happy for him, the young
man. Yeah, I like it. I give out a PGA Tour pick and also, we got Europa League right now. Europa League, which is the little brother to the Champions League. We gave out Man U as a draw, plus 300, and it's 1-1 right now. So if it ends right now, it would be a nice plus 300 hitski. So,
hey, Dibs, you know what I was thinking I'd love for you to follow up on? And I don't want to give you any extra work, but I was thinking it would be it could be pretty good. If you could – don't you think if we got – it would be a win-win-win if we could somehow get – Max Homa to do like a weekly hit, like a 10-15 minute hit, get his name out there, bring golf into the picture for a lot of non-golf fans. He's got a great personality. He's not the old stodgy golfer type. He's got Bay Area ties, but he likes LA fans, so there's likes LA teams, so there's that kind of good back and forth. Max Homa would be fun to do something with.
Absolutely. Weekly might be tough because the rigors of the schedule.
Yeah.
You know, you're traveling and then it's pro-ams and it's practice. But I'm definitely – we're going to get him on in the near future. The other one, Steiny, Christina Kim, guru. She's a female golfer out of San Jose State, pro golfer.
Oh, wow.
And we've been going back and forth on Twitter and the DMs because she just qualified for the U.S. Women's Open, which is at Olympic Club in a month. So
I got a follow-up, Dibs.
Yeah.
What happened to Michelle Yee? She was off to a good start, right?
Yeah, she's still out there playing. And, you know, she married Jerry West's son. So now it's Michelle Wee West. Yeah.
Wow. Right.
Yeah, and she actually just came up with an idea for a hoodie to support the LPGA, which you can't get. It's sold out everywhere. Wow. This has become like the new hot sports garment. Have you seen it, Steiny? The
no.
Michelle Wee hoodie? Google that, folks, when you're in safe location and check that out.
Of course, Michelle Wee, I believe she has one major. She's got a major, right?
Mm. You got to Google it.
Yeah, I don't think I have to. I think I got it.
I think before we get too deep in this ocean of LPGA, sure. We should probably hit it.
Well, yeah.
Let's hit it, Goof.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Lock the lady to move.
That is whack.
Oh, no.
You're as cold as ice.
Nice job, Goo.
Oh, no.
Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Baseball is back. Basketball teams are battling for playoff spots. And BetQL can help you bet on all of it. BetQL analyzes every bet from every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. It's time to get better at betting. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BAY at BetQL.com. Guru took the Bucks -3.5 against the Washington Wizards last night, and it was looking good until Bradley Beal got the ball with 6 seconds left in the ballgame.
135, 131.
Quick catch and shoot in this situation.
Beal, quick catch and shoot for three.
Goo, you are now 26 and 27 and 2. You have lost 11 of your last 14. Guru has gone from being up nearly 10 units on March 6th to down over 2 units here on May 6th. Dibs, what do you think it's going to take to turn this thing around?
It's going to take maybe a visit to Alderaan and hanging out with Yoda and see if he can't get the mojo back, because as Joe Namath famously opined, struggling.
I watched every second study of that game. They call a timeout, Brooks. I'm like, just don't hit a three, baby. Then you make a two foul, and that ball had my face on it while it was in the air, and it went in. Oh, man.
Boy.
No.
By the way, is Sam giving Nick Friedel a run when it comes to pipes?
You might be.
Yeah. I mean, hey. Nothing makes a guy feel better than hearing your replacement with the dulcet tones.
Yeah, he's got it. Hey, the pick is in, guys. Warrior fans can rejoice. I'm not picking them, but I'm taking the under. Under 226.5 tonight. Warriors are shorthanded. I don't think the Thunder are going to score a lot, so I like the under. That's a BetQL four-star special. I've been on it all day, and that's my play.
Never tell me
under Warrior Thunders, under 226.5. Get back to 500.
Okay.
Right. Of course, I don't comment on picks anymore at any time.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even tell you if I like it or not.
Yeah, that one hurt.
I kind of do, though, because Thunder don't have a lot of scores. You're right, Goo. You're right.
It's a trap.
Yeah, 226.5. That's an interesting one, Goo. And you look at the team total for the Warriors is 120.5, and then the Thunder 106.
I'm hoping that. Well, I'm hoping that's 90. 95 tonight.
You're thinking like a 109-88 kind of ball game.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Text here wants to as a question for Spadoni. Basically, they want to know, when Pete Rose is being interviewed, do you have your finger poised on the dump button for the entire interview? And, of course, the dump button is a delayed button where you can hit it and profanity will just vanish.
Let's just say I usually have one headphone and on my ear and then the other one's just off so I can hear in studio and the interview. Let's just say with Pete, I have both on, so I am listening very intently for what Mr. Pete Rose has.
It's a double cans interview is what he's telling you.
Gotcha.
No outside noise. It's just he and the content.
So when he did what he did and you do what you do, how does it sound on the air?
So it's a dump button. So we have two delays that are 6 seconds. So we have a 12-second gap between when it gets on here, when we say it to the listeners, right?
Okay.
So I hit one single one, so that'll chop the last 6 seconds of audio that you guys just said. If it was a profanity in there, it will not go. So it'll just sound like someone was cut off really quick.
Gotcha.
It's like if you were telling a bedtime story and it was, once upon a time, a little princess ventured into the dragon, stabbed her, brute, you know.
Wow.
So the whole part about, you know, how she got out, you know, 6 seconds
right.
worth of backstory, and all of a sudden she's, you know.
And, you know, if you want to hear the dumped audio from the Pete Rose interview,
tell
him. You can go to @957thegame on Twitter, and you can hear it all, everything that you couldn't hear on air, sadly.
Yeah,
a corporate man would have plugged Odyssey right there, but you'll get there, Sam, you'll get there.
That's what I'm going to do. I'll take it from here, Sam. Easy. If you missed any of our discussion on Pete Rose, or I should say with Pete Rose, that was at noon. You can hear it right this minute, right now on the brand new Odyssey app. If you've already downloaded the radio.com app, it's automatically updated to Odyssey. If you haven't, go do it right now. You download the Odyssey app today to get all the audio that matters to you, including just a fun interview with Pete Rose in honor of Willie Mays, who turned 90 today. And Pete Rose had a lot of great stuff to say about Willie Mays, a guy that he calls Buck. I guess within the baseball community, the players called Willie Mays Buck.
Steiny, when Pete asked, who do you guys thought you're the best shortstop to ever play with him? I think one of the greatest cuts we are going to have future in this show. We got to play it because Guru's response was just baffling to Pete Rose.
I think you're pretty good. You guys know what you're talking about. Who's the greatest shortstop in the history of baseball?
Boy, that's a great question.
I'm gonna go Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken. He's not even on the list.
Not even on the list.
On his list. Cal is one of the greatest shortstop. Hey, guys, I had to. It was dead air. That ain't good for radio, so I had to come up with a pool.
And I appreciate you having my back.
No doubt.
Spadoni, who got more dismissed, me by Michael Lombardi or Guru by the all-time hit king?
Come on.
Cal Ripken's all great. Steiny, he's in some people's top five.
Yeah, I'm in Pete Rose's camp. When it comes to Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken.
By the way, I thought Ernie Banks played shortstop. But what did he say? He played a lot of first base?
I thought it was a lead-in for Davey Concepcion, so I was stuck on his own shortstop. Larry Boa, I was thinking about his teammates. I got locked up.
A-Rod is a shortstop. I left him. He's a third baseman to me. You know what I mean?
McElroy was a fifth rounder. Come on. Yeah.
McElroy was never a first round pick. Come on.
I struggled to. I just didn't want to say somebody that might lead Pete Rose to say, "You're not even on the list." So that's why I just laid out.
I said Johnny LeMaster or somebody.
Yeah,
whoa!
Yeah, I'm looking with Pete. Now I'm confused about Ernie Banks's position.
Cal was a bad dude, man.
Ernie Banks' position. Why can't I find that anywhere? I'm sure the audience is real interested in that. All right. Never mind. He's not even on the list.
On your list, Pete. Yeah.
I'll miss. God, where can he play? All right. Never mind. I can't find the positions of each guy. All right. I had Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter was a great winner, too. Golden State Warriors tonight, Oklahoma City Thunder. It's a 7 o'clock start at the Chase Center. We have JD, Ryan Covey, Jim Barnett. They're going to come at you. Warriors live at 5:30. And I want to, tear the curtain back a little bit on our pre-show meeting. And, Goo, you wanted to, I don't know, you got all nostalgic about the Warriors and – well, just tell the audience why you wanted to talk about the Warriors today and in what manner.
Because it's coming to a head. It's coming to an end. A season like no other, in the simple fact that what we saw Steph Curry do and the questions that were facing him and his legacy, he's knocked it out the park. I mean, a granny. But I woke up this morning, Dibs, thinking, oh, it's just the Thunder. How do I get excited? And I know, the game and the ramifications and the standings, but I was Dr. J. There's only 6 games left. And however they finish, the real story is going to be this offseason with Wiseman and what we're finally going to see when the Warriors resume basketball activities next season with Klay Thompson. I just, like Nissan, Steiny, I want to maximize what we got left for this season. And I know we're looking forward to the play-in game, which I'm hoping will eventually be a series, but I'm just kind of melancholy that it's going to be gone here in the next month and a half after the playoffs, Dibs.
We don't get the series. We get the one piece.
Yeah, it might be a one piece if you wind up as a 9 or 10 seed. Yeah. If you're the 8 seed, that's a 2 piece. Ike, at least you get the 2 piece.
And ain't nothing guaranteed, bro.
I know that, Ike. And no matter when this ends, the good news is, though, guys, this offseason won't be that long because, we're going to have playoffs. However long the Warriors go is great, but the NBA Finals are normally, mid-June, Steiny?
No, you're right.
These are being pushed into July, if I'm not mistaken. So
the
quote-unquote off-season won't be too interminable.
No, good call. Good call. And the Warriors may have an exciting off-season, depending on what happens with that Minnesota pick. Warriors obviously could end up with a number 4 pick in the draft, maybe number 5, maybe not 6. But it won't be 1, 2, or 3. But nevertheless,
they could win the lottery with their pick. They could be a lottery team, and they could win the lottery.
Could you imagine
if they picked 1 and 4? Goo, can you? And that's Steiny, if you'll allow me, and I know you're working on booking Joe Lacob for us, and I appreciate that.
I am?
Yeah. Yes, Steiny, we mentioned it on the group thread, and
there's
I put
a little
it
pressure
out there.
On that thread. I didn't know if Steiny
tons of pressure,
that.
But if anyone can do it, Matt Steinmetz can. He has a personal relationship with that man. Right. He's had conversations with man.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, I thought maybe when we have Bobby Fitz in, we could also have Joe Lacob in. It'd be a perfect round buffer table. for Mr. Lacob to know that he's, you know, if the hard questions start flying at him, you know, why aren't you spending money, Joe? Oh, wait, you're first in the league in salaries. Sorry about that.
What would be the hardest question for Joe Lacob right now? Seriously,
what do you envision Klay Thompson being when he gets back? That's, to me, that's everything.
Is Steve Kerr on the hot
different.
Seat?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Is Steve Kerr on the hot seat?
I mean, what do you make of these fans who are more throne. Critical of Steve Kerr than they've ever been before?
They're bored. And it's not it's based on – it's nothing. It's not facts, Steiny. The guy's got 3 rings. He's untouchable.
Yes, he's got 3 rings. As for being untouchable, I actually wouldn't go that far. Because, look, Steve Kerr had
–
the bottom line is Steve Kerr has shown that he's could be a little like Phil Jackson. When you give him great talent, he knows how to manage the talent. And he knows how to get egos in order and how he gets big egos to play together. I mean, the reality is he hasn't really gotten the chance, but he hasn't been able to develop a team. He hasn't been able to, you know, can he get this team to go from 15-50 to 36-36 to 50-32 to back in the finals? I mean, I don't know. And that's obviously a much, much more difficult task. But listen, I think there's a scenario in which, you know, the Warriors at some point are going to have to make a decision with their 3 core guys. And I think if you look at Klay, Steph, and Draymond, I think the original plan had to be those 3 are going to play together this year. Wiggins is along. We got this rookie Wiseman. Got a couple other pieces. How good are we? Well, guess what? They did not get to find that out. So from that perspective, it's a wasted year. Okay. No. Well, you still have 3 players, and if you want to throw Looney in there, 4, that's fine. You still have 3 or 4 players on this team who have 3 rings. So I do think the Warriors feel like they owe it to – maybe not even just the players, Dibs, but they feel like they owe it to the fans to – they must get a look at this team again with Klay, Steph, Draymond just to see what – how good it is still. And right. From there, you can then make an assessment on what you have to do.
And you can't make that assessment until you get to next year. And I think Wiggins is a part of it also. It reminds me a little bit of the old classic car you have in your garage for a couple of years, and that's Klay Thompson. And, you know, you fix it up, and you fix it up, and you fix it up, and you're finally able to go out there and see what it's going to be. Is it going to be good enough to sell, or maybe it's now a prized possession? What's it going to be? And unfortunately for Klay, and he's a key part of all of this, because you know what Steph and Draymond are, and you saw it this year more than ever. Draymond and Steph, it's not Batman and Robin. It truly is, you know, peanut butter and jelly. It's tacos and shredded cheddar cheese. So maybe it's not that after the backlash Guru you got for your gripe, but I think you get where I'm going. But until you get Klay in there and Wiggins, then you'll see, okay, where are we now? And I don't think you're going to find that out, though, Steiny, until maybe halfway through next year because it's going to take Klay some time.
Oh, man.
I agree. And I completely agree with you, Dibs. I think halfway through next year is when the direction of the team will begin to come clear. Because at that point, you'll see Klay and you'll know whether he's maybe in a little trouble or whether he's getting better. And you can assume the following year he'll be even better. And so maybe you get to the trading deadline next year and you're 30 and 18. And you know you're pretty good, and you know Clay still is going to get better the following year. Well, then you know what? Then I may not make any move at the trade deadline. But you know, you're 25 and 25, and Draymond, you know, maybe that's when you say we're going to have to break this thing up somehow. And is there any value out there for some players that are going to be hard to trade? Meaning because of their relationship with the Bay Area and with getting all those championships.
You guys are on fire, and I'll say this. On my list of 10 concerns that I have about the Warriors moving forward, guys, Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr are not even on it. I mean, you talk about being dealt a bad hand and being in basketball Pelican Bay in regard to bad luck. The original Clay injury was bad luck. And to expect him back like we all did, and rightfully so, thinking this thing was – man, this team was supposed to be going for a chip this year, Dibs. Last year, excuse me. And Clay was he's injured again? That has nothing to do with Lacob to me, Steiny, and I'm not saying you guys are saying that. And Kerr, it's like, I can't believe this is happening. So, you know, all I'm thinking about is we just are – and the heart's in the right place, assuming – everybody's going to be back to full health, but guess what? Somebody could slip on a banana peel, Dibs, and get injured. You never know what's going to happen, so that's why it's just scary for me, and I sit back like until they're all in camp, Steiny and Dibs, then I get excited and happy about what they can be. But these last 2 years in regard to injuries and the Steph broken hand, I got to just think, when is enough enough? Because we can't just assume – you know, what we want to in regard to, you know, J.J. Evans, good times again. Right. We don't know. Things change and keep happening to this club.
Yeah, and that's I would put the Steph Curry hand injury aside, because if it was a normal year, I think you would have seen him come back a lot sooner. But, you know, Clay's gone, and you didn't have KD, obviously, and he breaks his hand. He starts to work his way back, and you're terrible, and then there's a pandemic. So, I mean, what are we doing here? Steph got shut down at a greater level than he otherwise would have, but that's it. You make a good point. And I think, obviously, the giant rat on the table for this whole Warriors season going forward is, how good is Clay going to be?
Right.
Because it's one thing to look at, okay, Achilles, we know what that comeback is. ACL, we know what that comeback is. But he's had both. And it's 2 years of him not playing. So you think with his work ethic, the way he plays the game, he's not a guy explosively vertical and putting his legs at risk that way. But you don't know how much that's going to affect his shot and his ability to defend at an elite level. You just don't know.
Right, right. And the one thing that I think maybe you give a little credit to the Warriors here. You know, when they were overly cautious with Steph Curry last year. Why bring him back? The team wasn't going to be any good anyway. You know what? Maybe this year is a result of being cautious with Steph Curry last year, because he's looked obviously very, very good. I don't know how many games he's missed, maybe eight or 10, something like that. It's not many. So he's probably been more durable this year than in any of the past 2 or 3 years. So, I mean, maybe if you look at Steph, and I know an ACL and a knee are different than a hand, but maybe there will be a silver lining for Klay Thompson not having played for 2 years and not having that toll taken on his body, particularly after 5 years of going to the finals. So, yeah. Kind of I feel like we're in a little holding pattern with the Warriors for about a year or so, maybe a little less. And Wiseman's obviously a big part of that. Can he take a step up? Can he take a step up?
And we know this, he's not working on his body. Well, he could be, but you know what I'm saying from the standpoint of he's healthy and he's in the lab, Dib. So he's not at rat status like Clay with the injury, but he's a mouse, because we're all watching to see, you know, what he is. And I'm just posing this to you, not being negative. What if he is what he was when we last saw him? That means he needs another year under his belt or a year and a half to get what we wanted him to get this season. And that's why it's just damning that he's not on this team experiencing just the end of the second half of the season, but also what they're about to embark on the play-in and hopefully the playoffs. It's just enough to, again, to make you pour a double.
It's a shame, and I don't know if you've ever played the game Sorry, either of you guys.
Oh,
the board
one of
game.
My favorites.
So you play Sorry, and you start with four guys in start, Steiny, and you got to move them around the board and get them into home. But, you know, you get a guy out, and you're moving them around, and somebody pulls a Sorry card, and then they can play the Sorry card, and you got to go back to start. And that's what happened to James Wiseman. He got sorried. He got out of start. He started moving around. You know, he got one of those slides, and he got a 12, and he's moving around the board. Oh! Sorry, you're boom back to start. Man. So now now he's waiting for a one or a two to get out, Goo, and that's not coming until October.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm wondering, Goo. You said he can't do anything. It's a meniscus injury, okay?
Okay.
So he's got to be able to lift with his arms, right? I mean, he can still lift.
Yes.
He can still work on his upper body.
Right. But the legs are important as well.
No doubt.
Yeah, that, you know.
And he can't do anything with that leg because of the repair. If it was a removal, he would already be back moving and running. And he, you know, maybe he wouldn't be on the floor just yet because I can't remember how long it's been now, like, what, 3 weeks since he had the procedure. But the repair is a six-month deal. That's an all-day sucker, as we say. And so that you have to let sit and get calm and reattach. And so to that point, he's not doing any legs, like any bending, any, you know, extensions, no weight work for sure. But you hope he's doing that upper body.
Yeah, boy. I mean, that's a piece of tough luck. And, you know, I mean, we can and maybe there are people out there listening that are going to say, yeah, Stymus, you're an excuse maker. But look, the guy was 19 years old. He didn't really play college other than three games. Now he gets drafted. But there's no summer league. There's no training camp. He gets COVID. He starts playing. He gets hurt. He gets into COVID trouble again. Now he may miss training camp. He may miss summer league this year. Look, that's been bad luck with Wiseman and the pandemic. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, the other thing that I think's got to be acknowledged is even though we all acknowledge, hey, look, it takes big guys a little longer. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
With the circumstances that we're now under, it might take a little longer than longer because he doesn't have the mechanism to go as fast as the system will allow. So we'll find out what happens with Wiseman and the Golden State Warriors next year. But here's the other thing. Here's a big picture positive. Steph Curry played like Steph Curry played this year. That makes you feel a little better going into next year. Because even if he falls off a little bit, he's still got maybe more really, really good years in him than quite frankly, I thought he had, or most players have after the age of 33, 34. So good for him and his endurance.
And he's in better physical condition now than he was 10 years ago. Think about that. Because 10 years ago, he had ankle issues.
Right. How does this work?
It works through work, Goo. That's how it works. I believe Rihanna has a song, Work.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Thank you, Boach. And that's what essentially he's done. Brandon Payne gets credit, as do the training staff.
We should get him on.
Chelsea Lane and Rick Celebrini and the rest of the strength and conditioning people. And Steph himself, because he's put in work to make his ankle stronger and his knees, his legs. You talk about his upper body, Goo, and how he can finish at the cup. None of that happens by accident.
Hey, and real quick, I don't know if you two know, where is Steph at in regard to the scoring title, Steiny? Is he leading Bill, or Bill passed him up? Because I want him to have that. And I know Steph ain't gunning for it, but in a year like this, and we still could be We Believe Part 2, but I love Steph to have that on his resume. So I'm hoping he can kind of come out tonight, throw up 40.
Yeah, I don't. You know what's funny, Goose? I actually
– He's in the lead.
I don't follow that.
All right.
Like, I take it last year's leading scorer was James Harden. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Led the league in assists last year?
Who's
I would
LeBron?
Guess.
Oh,
really?
Right. Man.
LeBron.
I probably wouldn't have guessed that. By the way, you see LeBron or Frank Vogel, I think, said, you know, LeBron may never be 100% again. That high ankle sprain. What? He's 37, Goo.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Steiny. None of us will ever be 100% again.
And there we go.
I haven't been 100% since April 14th, 1999, when I tried to go to the hole in a B-League game in Santa Fe, and I tore my ACL and I fractured my wrist on the same play. Got the foul call, even though there was no contact. And, of course, my brother, Mikey 1.0, took and made both free throws, padding his numbers as I writhed in pain, Steiny.
Wow.
But yeah. No one will ever be 100% again.
But hold on, Dibs.
But
knowing
wait, there's
you,
more.
Knowing yeah. you and knowing your body as I know your body,
uh-oh.
You're closer to 100% now than you were 5 years ago.
Oh, without a
In
doubt.
In other words, you've gotten – that percentage has increased. So maybe you'll never get back to 100, but you might be up near the top right now of where you've ever been.
Up from 43 to about 48.
Nevertheless,
so I got that going for me.
It's the same story.
Nevertheless. Meanwhile, I mean, no, I'm just saying you're hanging in there. Guru's losing in a hurry. I mean, that's obvious.
I'm still playing full court. I got a vine right now with nine fellas all the same age, and they laugh at me because I keep telling them I'm playing. Forget if the ball goes in, Dibs. I'm out there playing full, you know, not to pat myself on the
Johnson,
back.
I tell you, he's got some force going in there, but misses the layup.
Finishing at the basket has been the problem.
Only guy in the show who can wear a tank top, though. So you got that going for you.
Steiny,
you think about
I like
that.
The force, too. I like the force. When I hear it, I get excited. That was what? Some force.
Oh, you mean you were playing with some force?
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And,
the force is strong in this one.
But you don't. What did you say? So what if I don't make any baskets? I'm out there.
No, right now I'm out there at my age. I'm putting them up. That's the real winning. I just hate when the guy says, "Good job, OG." I'm like, dude, I got a taper and a fresh fade and no gray. What do you mean, OG? What's giving me away? That's what I hate, Diz.
Yeah. Maybe if you stop saying you're 35, they won't. You know.
Thank you.
Think you're being so desperate to stay young.
Thank you very much. Hey, Dibs, before we wrap up, the one thing you were talking about on your Liquidate All Assets podcast, did you say you were talking about something, odds for offensive rookie of the year in the NFL?
Yeah, offensive rookie of the year odds. And
okay.
I mean, what do you think? Who do you think would be the favorite for offensive rookie of the year?
I'd say Trevor Lawrence would be first.
And you are correct, plus 300 currently. So he's, you know, 3-1 odds is what you'd have to lay 100 to win 300. Trevor Lawrence's case, and Goo, you can tell him what we talked about. He'll get the most chance, but are they going to be good enough for him to put up those numbers?
I think it's going to be chaos, Donnie. I think it's going to not just his fault, but everything around him to where it could be bad. And I took Zach Wilson. That was attractive to me.
I'll tell you who I'd take, because I think how about Najee Harris? What's he at?
He's actually the best odds outside of the quarterbacks. He's plus 1,000 or 10-1, and that's going to Pittsburgh, a run-heavy offense.
Had O-line issues, though, last year. They addressed it. They addressed it in the draft, but they had O-line issues last year, the Steelers died.
But you know, especially in that division and with Mike Tomlin, they want to play physical. They want to run the ball, and Najee – the Pride of Antioch, legit. Justin Fields, plus 600, Steiny.
I like that.
Okay.
There's actually odds on whether or not he'll start week one, and the money seems to be flowing in, indicating that he might be the week one starter over the redheaded pistol.
Yeah, I'll take Harris just because, you know what? I mean, even though everybody – I'm sure the five quarterbacks are above him, but let's just say three of them, because you can – you can almost always bet two or three of them aren't going to be that great, at least not right away.
Right.
And Harris would seem to be, I don't know if he's Guru's bell cow, but he's freaking explosive.
He is, man.
And Trey Lance is 6-1. I'm sorry, Guru. Fields is 6-1. Lance is 6-1. Zach Wilson, 7-1. And then Najee, Guru, is 10-1.
the Bears got talent on both sides of the ball. So Stoney, if Fields is who he was supposed to be, they haven't had a star since Derrick Rose, the city of Chicago. I feel like if he can win that job in camp, Stoney, I could see him turning into what a lot of people thought he was going to be before the draft started, and then we saw him plummet. But I think about Pitts in Atlanta. He's got a ranking system there. If they don't trade Jones, then you got Ridley. I could see him getting some stuff, but not just featured, you know?
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts 11-1. Mac Jones, the almost 49er, according to some. Come on, 12-1. And Mac Jones, who? The other 49er standing on the board, Trey Sermon, if you happen to be a Sermon backer, 25-1, in case. I mean, wow. Can Sermon channel his inner Mostert and just burst on the scene in a Shanahan run scheme?
I think Mostert would have to get hurt.
No doubt. Which happened last year.
Right, because you know how Kyle likes to not give guys more than 12 to 14 carries a game.
True.
What was the other one thing? Oh, Goo, did you hear we have a new Aaron Rodgers update? A former teammate of his is saying he's very conflicted. Aaron is very conflicted. He's conflicted, Goo. Did I mention he's conflicted about his future in Green Bay? He's conflicted. He's not sure what to do.
Well, you put your flag in the ground. He shouldn't be conflicted. I don't want him to play another down. Get up out of there. I don't like conflict. So he's wavering. He's wishy-washy. You already called the shot. Get me up out of here.
Yeah, it sounds like... Maybe he's not comfortable with the chickens coming home to roost. Maybe he's not comfortable hearing Terry Bradshaw call him out. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
he's got a reality show.
Maybe he wanted to go to the Niners, and when that didn't happen, and they took Trey Lance, all of a sudden now it's about mending fences and building bridges.
Yeah, I wonder.
He was going to be a Niner.
Yeah, that is something that we really haven't examined, but I get the sense it may have been close. All right, that's going to do it. Good show on a Friday light. And Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky coming up next. Don't forget Warriors tip-off at 7 tonight against Oklahoma City. And 5:30, Warriors Live with Covey, JD, Jim Barnett, and we're going to talk to you all tomorrow.